Now we're up to the rock superstar who once went to visit his all-time hero, Elvis Presley. I'm talking about Bruce Springsteen, who from the time he was just a little kid had been an avid fan and devoted admirer of Elvis. Well, 9 years ago this month, Bruce Springsteen went to visit his idol at Elvis's Graceland Mansion in Memphis. That was about a year after Bruce had appeared on the covers of both Time and Newsweek magazines in the same week. He just finished a concert in Memphis, Tennessee, and he and some of his band members had piled into a taxi to get something to eat. It was late, about 3 o'clock in the morning. Bruce told writer Dave Marsh, "The taxi driver said he'd take us out along the highway past Elvis's house. I said, 'You gotta take me to it.'" Well, Bruce says that when they arrived, all the lights were on. He walked up to the locked gate, climbed over, and started walking up the long driveway to the mansion. Bruce was almost at the front door when a man stepped out of a clump of trees and stopped him. Bruce asked, "Is Elvis home?" The man said, "No, he's in Lake Tahoe." Bruce says, quote, "Well, I started pulling out all the cheap shots I could think of. I tell the guy I was on the cover of Time. I play guitar. Elvis is my hero. All the things I never say to anybody." But he just says, "Yeah, sure. Why don't you let me walk you down to the gate?" He thought I was just another crazy fan. Which I was. End of quote. Well, Bruce Springsteen never met his all-time hero, but to him, Elvis Presley will always be number one. Now here's Bruce's latest hit, a song on which some critics say even sounds a bit like Elvis. At number 13 on American Top 40, Bruce Springsteen's "I'm on Fire." After 4 consecutive weeks in the top 10, that song falls from number 9 to 13. Bruce Springsteen and "I'm on Fire." From the LP, Born in the USA.